Yeshai, an Israeli organization led by Rabbi Shamuel Eliyahu, on Tuesday announced that it had approached the Israeli mapping authority with an application to register part of Al-Aqsa Mosque as Israel's property. Eliyahu claimed that Al-Aqsa's Borak courtyard was registered as Israel's property back in 1996, a matter which allowed Israeli settlers to claim it as a place of worship. The caretakers of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, on the other hand, are angry at the move and are not willing to back down on the matter. They say the entirety of the Al-Aqsa is an Islamic waqf.
By taking this aggressive step, they want to build a temple in the Al-Aqsa Mosque courtyard. They claim that Muslims have the house of worship only, and that the courtyard is under the control of the Israeli occupation, and that is a false claim. Al-Aqsa is all that is encompassed by the wall with an area of 144 dunams and 100 square meters, and no grain of dirt will be taken from the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Tel Aviv has yet to comment on the plan to usurp the Islamic place of worship by Israeli settlers, especially considering that elections are approaching in Israel.
This is part of Israel's war on the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Islamic and Christian holy sites in Al-Quds to control them. Attempting to take the deed of the Al-Aqsa is a grave matter, as the assets of the Islamic Waqf are not the property of a specific state or group.
The Yeshai organization plans to construct a Jewish temple in parts of Al-Aqsa Mosque. These plans are part of larger efforts against the holy site, tying it to Israeli elections. Israeli entities and officials have a long history of desecrating Islamic sanctities. But each time they have taken such measures, they have faced strong resistance from Palestinians who considered as sacrosanct the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site, not only for Palestinians, but for all Muslims around the world. Muhammad Hamail for Press TV. Occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds.